What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a report from the Irish Independent. Do you subscribe?
I do not.
There was a report that the Chiefs have stated their desire to play in Ireland next year. Now, I went and read the quote in the article from one of the Chiefs' marketing officers, and it seems more of like, we want to play anywhere internationally, but it was to an audience. Anyway, so basically, speaking in Sao Paulo, the Chiefs traveled, of course, to play the Chargers. Laura Krug, who is the Chiefs' chief marketing officer, explained how Ireland fits in the Chiefs' desire to be the world's team. Who gets to play internationally is really the league's decision as to the schedule every year, but we always have our hand raised to participate. We hope to be chosen to play in Ireland next season.
So they're going to Ireland right after going to Brazil.
That seems to be their target. Now, they'll play anywhere, I feel like, if they were offered somewhere. But it sounds like Ireland is the market that they are going for. Do not be surprised next year if the Chiefs are playing in Ireland.
It's a fun fan trip. More fun, obviously, than I think, depending on the country you want to visit or those. Some are better than others. And as far as, like,
I'd rather go to Ireland than
to
Brazil
visit
trip.
Or those. And so it just kind of depends. I have a real serious question here, and I don't mean this as, like, a knock at the organization. I understand the marketability and... this goes back to maybe some of the draft stuff. Are we okay with the Chiefs actively hurting their ability to win a football game just because they want to be liked internationally? And I'm not saying it's like a huge percentage. I'm not saying it's costing them a game every year. It is harder to win in the week after this or the week before or going to Brazil, because we said this before, the game would have been easier if it was at Chargers Stadium, not just for the travel, but for the fandom part.
Yeah.
Are we okay with the Chiefs actively hurting their ability, even in a small percentage, to win a football game in order to be more marketable to fans internationally? Because that's what you really have to settle into. Because I think that they're hurting themselves a little.
Couple things, though, with this. The Chargers game was a home game for the Chargers. The Chiefs, that was not a game. That wasn't them, like...
But I still think they hurt their team's chance to win. Home game's even worse,
So, like, this was a road one that they just had. Next year would be a home game if I remember the rotation right.
Yes.
If it was in Ireland.
They usually do when
they've
got nine home games.
My answer to that, I don't disagree entirely. My only thing would be, we know where the league is going. Everybody's going to be playing international games every single year within the next couple of years. So it's going to be, everybody's going to deal with it. If your argument is like, right now, why are they doing it?
You could give yourself a better chance to win football games.
It is
not doing that.
It is still a business. And, you know, since they started playing these games internationally, the Chiefs have won Super Bowls, plural, including the year they played in Germany, I believe, right?
They played in Germany last year, didn't they? Or wait.
No, 2 years ago they did both. I guess both. They had both.
Right? Yeah.
They won a Super Bowl
Munich
against and then they went to one and lost. You know, so they
went to this. I'm not saying, again, they're so good. I'm not saying,
but
it's
going to
be the thing
that stops. But yeah, of course it's a business decision. I mean, we all know this is all about business. Duh. That's why the league is playing international games. I mean, if your argument is, hey, they're trying to do it for money. Well, no kidding. I mean, yes.
I know, but like there is a part of me that's like, hey, when it goes that way and everybody does it, cool. But why are we okay with just accepting a smaller problem? We're making Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, we're making all their jobs harder just for some bucks. And I'm not saying that people don't operate their business like a business sometimes, but it's also like, they'll make plenty of money whether they go to Ireland or not. It's not like it's a failing business if they don't go to Ireland.
That's just like a bigger, that's a much different discussion. Like the idea of like, they're making enough money already. Why do they want to make more? Like that's, we could talk about that for every business that operates in the world.
Sure. And like I'm not saying that there's not, but that doesn't mean that like when it comes, but every business in the world isn't also trying to win a competition, right? So for the sake of like what you're saying, like Walmart might charge me more for my cereal because they want to make more money. Yeah, I got it. Capitalism and et cetera. And every business is about making the most money.
Yep.
Sports are weird. It's not. It's not just we're capitalist and we're about making the most money.
They've done both.
But I know.
They've done both. Like, it's hard to argue that it's hurt them from winning football games. But very hard to argue that right now.
But I also think you understand that, like, it's making it harder. I'm not saying it's cost them games yet. I'm saying it can. And, like, you're taking a chance that you've made their life and job harder by doing it this way. And it is the only business in which you are trying to do two things.
Sure.
Both win and make money. And you have to, at some point, prioritize. Like, for instance, the Chicago White Sox.
They go hand in hand.
The Chicago White Sox try to win and make money. They care more about making money than winning. There are teams that care more about winning than making money. It's a balance.
Baseball way different than the NFL, just the whole nature of the finances for the sport. But yes.
Sure, but I would argue there's some NFL teams who care more about the money end of it than the winning part of it, as in they leave cap on the table. They leave, you know, like they manipulate
Jerry
things
Jones,
in a way. Yeah.
Cowboys?
And so like, I'm not saying they can't serve two masters or play both sides. I'm just asking if like, as part of, they seem to be more than any NFL team because of the world stuff. They're giving up whatever it takes to play international games. They don't care if it messes with the schedule. They don't care what time of year it is, where the country. They don't, like, any of it is on the table just as long as they get to play internationally. I'm just asking if we're willing. I'm not saying it's a massive sacrifice costing them five games a year.
They are striking while the iron is hot. Right now they have a generational, potentially all-time quarterback with also an all-time head coach. And I think they recognize that they will never have this group in this run probably ever again in our lifetime. And they are going to strike while the iron is hot. That is, goes back to the stadium stuff that's going on right now. It goes, I think, to the international stuff. It goes with the Hallmark movies. It goes with the Kingdom documentary on ESPN, all of it. This is their time, and it will be over before we know it. As tough as that is to say, like, we're, yeah, like 8 years left of this, probably. Maybe 10.
And then you think.
And then you're just a team
but
again.
But that's Patrick.
So you take take advantage of it.
But that's the same thing. It's like from the winning perspective, forget the marketability. Take advantage of the chance to win. Yeah. You can be America's team by winning the most, which they're already doing.
That's why it's, I get. So I think if we weren't in Kansas City, I think I would totally be on your side. Like I would agree with the no. It's very hard to make the winning losing like it's hurting argument when they've won as much as they have, Cody. Like I think if I was in a like if I was who is it that gave up two games? The Vikings? Did the Vikings give up? Like if I was Minnesota and your team hasn't won a playoff game or multiple playoff games in a while, I would argue. Well, they are not winning. Why are they doing this? It's hard to argue it's hurting their chance of winning when all they've done is win more than any other franchise in the last 7 years.
But I think in that regard, we're like blind to the fact that it doesn't impact them. Not in the sense that, again, I don't think anybody traveling internationally is affecting their win-loss total by five games.
Yeah.
It's just every part of it is now harder, whether it be the injury part or this or that. Like it's just, it impacts the way you have to operate every day by choosing these. And like, for instance, like someone on the over on YouTube chat says, hey, I don't have a problem as a season ticket member with the international games. I am against a divisional game to open the season.
I agree.
And I've
said that.
Which you mentioned before. But that's the thing. That's not enough to stop Clark. It's not that he's probably also not wanting to play a divisional game on the road, but it's not going to, not so much as to not play the international game, right? Not so much to do that, not to play 2 weeks in a row. I'm just saying there's no limit in which it could impact the game as much as possible. Divisional game, on the road, no bye week after it. So this is about as bad as it can get for an international game.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's sign up. Let's do it.
So I'm the divisional thing, I've been saying for months that I didn't like the fact that it was a divisional game internationally. The whole bye week thing, that to me is going to sort itself out here very soon.
Yeah,
They're going to go to 18 games, and they're going to have everybody playing an international game. You're going to get two bye weeks. They're going to be down to two preseason games. Like, that's all coming probably in, what, like five? When's the CBA up? 5 years? 6 years? Something like that?
Yeah, 2030, 31, something like that.
So that's coming. I get what you're saying right now. It's an interesting conversation. I mean, very clearly, they are all in on the worldwide, we're the world's team type of approach. But thought that article in Ireland was interesting that They believe that that's the site the Chiefs are going for next year. Yeah. We'll see if they get it.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.